Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, Joe McGee, through the Bible. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order, and it is one great adventure. We're learning things most people don't know because, you know, even as a kid, I loved going to church. I went to church every time the doors opened, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, training union, camp meeting. Carried my Bible with me all the time. But I was 21 years old before I ever really read my Bible. I carried it like I'm Tinkerbell with a magic wand. We'd wave it around in church. We'd shout, we'd yell, we'd holler, and we'd sing. But we never read it. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, if you'll meditate in this word day and night, you'll prosper and have good success. If you meditate in this word day and night, you will prosper and have good success. Well, I like success, and I like to prosper. How am I going to get that? It's not based on your IQ or your GPA. It's based on the word of God. You got to meditate in the word of God day and night. So get your Bible. Where you go to sleep at night, just read a verse out of Proverbs. You know, read one proverb. That's not too much. You'll have better thoughts when you go to sleep. And when you get up in the morning before your feet hits the floor, keep that Bible by your bed, open it up, and read just a verse. Read a verse out of Proverbs. Read a psalm. And just before you get your day started, get God in line first. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. So we're starting today in Judges chapter 8. We're getting ready to get nasty with some people. And in verse 1, the people of Ephraim asked Gideon, why have you treated us this way? Why didn't you send for us when you first went out to fight the Midianites? And they argued heatedly with Gideon. But Gideon replied, what have I accomplished compared to you? Aren't even the leftover grapes of Ephraim harvest better than the entire crop of my little clan of Abiezers? God gave you victory over Oreb and Zeeb, commanders of the Midianite army. What have I accomplished compared to that? When the men of Ephraim heard Gideon answer, their anger subsided. Gideon then crossed the Jordan with his 300 men. Though they were exhausted, they continued to chase the enemy. And when they reached Succoth, and Gideon asked the leaders of the town, please give my warriors some food. They are very tired, and I am chasing the kings of Midian. But the officials replied, catch them first, then we will feed your army. So Gideon said, you know, after the Lord gives me victory, I will return, and I will tear your flesh with the thorns and briars from the wilderness. From there, Gideon went up, and he asked for food, but got the same answer. So the people of Peniel, after I return from victory, I will tear down this town. Keeps asking for food, they keep refusing him because he's defending them. He's fighting for them, and they won't feed him anything. From the time that they were in Kedar, about 15,000 warriors, all that remained of the allied armies of the east for 120,000 already been killed. Gideon circled around by the caravan east of Nobah and taken the Midianite army by surprise. The two Midianite kings fled, but Gideon chased them down and captured all their warriors. After this, Gideon returned from battle by the way of Harz Pass. There he captured a young man and demanded that he write down the names of all 77 officials and elders of the town. Gideon returned to Succoth to the leaders. Here are the two kings. We were here before. You talked to me saying, catch them first, then we'll feed your exhausted army. Then Gideon took the elders of the town, brought them and taught them a lesson, punishing them with thorns and briars from the wilderness. He also tore down the tower of Peniel and killed all the men of the town. Then Gideon asked, are you the men that killed Tabor? What were they like? Like you, replied, thou look like a king's son. They were your brothers and sons of my own mother, Gideon exclaimed. As surely as the Lord lives, I wouldn't kill you if I hadn't killed them. Turning to Jether, his oldest son, he said, kill them. But Jether didn't draw a sword, for he was only a boy and he was afraid. Then he turned, Gideon said, be a man. kill us for yourself. So Gideon and kill them both took the royal ornaments from their necks and off their camels. Then the Israelites said to Gideon, be our ruler. You and your son, your grandson, will be our rulers. For you have rescued us from Midian. But Gideon replied, I will not rule over you, nor will my son. The Lord will rule over you. However, I have but one request, that each you give me an earring from the plunder you collected from your fallen enemies. The enemies, the Ishmaelites, they all wore gold earrings. Gladly, they replied, they spread out a cloak, and each one threw a gold earring that they had gathered from the plunder. The weight of the gold earrings was 43 pounds. Woo, not including the royal ornaments and the pendants. And so this was a big stack. This is a lot of stuff. It'd be like a 50-pound sack of flour. You ever picked up a 50-pound sack of anything? And the clothing worn by the Midianites, the charms around their necks and the camels. Gideon made a sacred ephod from the gold, and he put it in Orpah, his hometown. But soon all the Israelites prostituted themselves by worshiping it, and it became a trap for Gideon and his family. That is the story of how the people of Israel defeated Midian, but which never recovered throughout the rest of Gideon's lifetime of 40 years. There was peace in the land. In other words, Gideon great victory, but nobody was fighting. It's like, oh man, that little kid we made fun of, he did us a great job. Then Gideon, son of Joath, returned home. He had 70 sons born to him, who had many wives. He also had a concubine, Shechem, who gave birth to a son, who he named Abimelech. Gideon died, and he was very old, and he was buried in the grave of his father, Joash, at Orpah, in the land called Abiezer. As soon as Gideon died, the Israelites prostituted themselves by worshiping the image of Baal, making Baal their god. They forgot the Lord their God, who had rescued them and from all their enemies surrounding them, nor did they show any loyalty to the family of Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, despite all the good that he had done for Israel. So basically, they just turned on him. All the good that he'd done, as long as he was alive, they honored him. He's somebody. We're going to worship God. The minute that Gideon died, they went back to worshiping idols. Everybody needs a leader. Even in America, we talk, you know, history about the government, how America, one of the greatest nations on the face of the planet because of our Constitution, and it's based on the Word of God. And as long as you got God, as long as you fear God, you're going to be fine. The minute you stop fearing God, it's going to get ugly. God does not like being second place. He doesn't like being third place, fifth place. God wants to be number one. As long as you keep him in his rightful place, you're going to live a blessed life. So the whole thing was just incredible story. They made several movies about it. You know, even when I was a kid, I'd watch them. I had my kids when I became a father. I had six kids. He'd come on every now. Hey, guys, you need to watch this great movie. It's about Gideon hiding in that hole, starving to death. You know, when the angel showed up and called him and said, hello, you mighty men of courage. Gideon said, you made a wrong turn coming out of heaven. There are no mighty men of courage in this hole. It's me, and I'm starving to death. That's why I'm in this hole, stomping on some wheat, trying to get enough flour to make me a biscuit, not starve to death. And the angel kept saying, hello, you mighty men of courage. The Bible says God called Gideon what he was going to become, not what he was. And there's a principle in the New Testament. Call those things to be not as though they are. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. We're supposed to call it what it's going to be. We're not newspaper editors reporting what was. We're supposed to declare what's going to be. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. So is my family. With long life, God satisfies us, shows us his salvation. Somebody's got to start saying what God says, not what they're looking at. So, great lesson today. Gideon did a great job. It'd be good just to read chapter 7 and 8 several times, you know, this week. Just go back and read it again. When you get up, read it again. Go to bed and read it again. Get it in your deep. God loves to show off. He's just looking for a candidate. He's not looking for high IQ or great muscles. He's just looking for a candidate so he can be strong. So it's a good time to let God be strong. Amen. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.